Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Journey into Passion with Anique S. on Everyday Folks Radio. It is now 2 p.m. on July 20th, 2019, and I am your host, Anique S. Thank you so much for tuning in. And welcome to new listeners, and welcome back to everyone else who has been listening for a while. I appreciate each and every one of you. During each show, I always hope you'll be inspired and encouraged, as well as ready to move forward on your journey towards realizing your passions. I also hope you hear something that will challenge the way you normally do things so that you will go from working on your passions to realizing them while learning some valuable lessons along the way. If you have any questions or comments during today's live broadcast, please call 347-539-5372. Press 1 on your keypad when you're ready to talk. Or I'm watching my emails at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. And you can also check out everything Everyday Folks Radio programming at www.blogtalkradio.com/everydayfolksradio. And you can also see some upcoming show information and other inspiration and encouragement on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/journeyintopassionwithanikef. And check out my website at www.anikemadison.com. Now, my last show, I just want to say thank you so much to all of you tuning in. We had a great amount. Our show keeps growing. Our numbers keep growing, and I really appreciate it. We have a lot of great listeners, and those of you who are downloading the shows, I just appreciate your support of the show. And just in case you're wondering, there's a question that I asked that nobody called in for. I'm glad that somebody called in the first question. Thank you very much. But the second question, the second answer is Flowers by The Emotions. So in case you were just wondering, you go back and you listen to the show, because I was doing Name That Tune, it was Flowers by The Emotions. So there's your answer. Time for birthday celebration. Happy birthday to my Uncle Andre Hawkins, who's turning, I don't know, we'll say 35 today. 35 looks good on you. I hope you have an awesome, happy birthday weekend. Much love to you. I wish you all great things, many, many more happy years, prosperous years, healthy years. Much love to you. Have some fun. Do you, and enjoy your birthday weekend. Uncle Andre Hawkins. And happy birthday to anyone else celebrating birthdays this weekend. Make sure you take some time to celebrate you and enjoy yourself. When you have a birthday on the weekend, birthday rule is the weekend is yours. Enjoy it. Okay, now today I only have 30 minutes to spend with you, so I'm going to jump right into it. Now, there were two questions that I posed during the promo. Are you having trouble moving forward on your journey? And the second is the topic of today's show. What are you suppressing? Because the topic is the suppression will hurt the journey. I realized from my own experience that our help for moving forward and ending suppression may be in the release of that suppression. So today I want to share some things that I'm learning during my own release, because I'm going through my own process right now, and I'm hoping that what I have to say will help others, because I always know I'm not the only one. So that's why I'm doing this show today, and I hope that you'll find your help. So let's begin with a question, because you have to get to the root of it before you can get the help, right? What are you suppressing? That's the biggest question. What is it? What are you eating away, drinking away, working away, smoking away, avoiding? What is that one thing you're trying to avoid dealing with? Next, ask yourself, why are you avoiding it? Then, what do you think will happen or not happen if you deal with it? And finally, what are you missing by not dealing with it? Like I said, suppression hurts your journey. And when you suppress things that you need to deal with, several things can happen. You can succumb to a place of delay. You stop putting yourself out there. You get comfortable in a place you don't even like. You avoid too many things. You fall into a sense of hope that everything will get better over time. And you see, the way out of this difficulty is just too hard, so you don't even try it. So these are a list of questions and occurrences that I'm going to be tackling during the next 30 minutes today. And so if you are a suppressor, please write these questions down for yourself as I go through them. And after the show, write down your own answers and be honest with yourself, because this is not going to work if you're not honest. You got to be honest with yourself first before you can be honest with anybody that you seek help from. So let's begin with the question. What are you suppressing? When you see somebody that's really overweight, a lot of people think, oh, they just eat too much, or they just don't have the discipline. While that could be true, they also could be avoiding something by eating their feelings instead of expressing them. The reason could be something traumatic, could be something they have trouble getting past, or it could be something that they're trying to just avoid because it hurts too much. But not dealing with the issue can cause even more devastation, including major health issues, loss of quality of life, friends, and it can stall the journey, which leads to the leads to the realization of everything they dreamt of. So the first thing that needs to happen is to find out what the trigger is that leads to the suppression. Because there's always a trigger, right? A lot of times we just think, oh, these things just happen. No, there's always a trigger. And the next thing is to deal with that trigger. For example, it's not enough to say, you know, you hear the words, I have cancer. You need to understand what it was about hearing those words that became your specific trigger. What did you see when you heard those words? What did you feel? What happened next after you got the diagnosis? What is the main thing about hearing those words that caused you to suppress your true feelings about it? What do you think will happen if you express those feelings? These are some of the major questions to ask yourself, because a lot of times a lot of people just say, well, I found out that I have cancer. That's it. But that's not always it. There's something more, and you need to deal with it in order to be able to get to the release. And the release in that is to really just be able to get back to living your life the way you can live it. Because a lot of times people, when they deal with illnesses, everything in life stops. But it doesn't always have to be. And you don't know at the time, you may end up actually getting healed. And you kind of stop yourself right from the beginning when you get that initial diagnosis. So that's kind of an example of what I'm talking about today. When that thing happens, it's not just the thing. There's other things that go along with it. Because there's a reason why psychologists ask you to relive painful memories. It's really the first step towards release. If you have a splinter, and you know me with examples, right? If you have a splinter, it's going to remain and become more and more painful until you get it out. Removing it is painful, but leaving it in prolongs the pain. So you got to release it. So, again, what do you think will happen if you deal with it? Do you think you'll live in constant fear if you were told that you have cancer of dying? Are you trying to avoid people pitying you? What is it, that thing that you think will happen if you confront the situation instead of avoiding it? And finally, what are you missing by not dealing with it? Are you missing possible life-saving treatments? Are you missing time with family and friends? Are you missing opportunities to advance your journey? Because even though there's an illness that's been introduced, you're still on the journey. And are you avoiding opportunities because you think this journey will soon be over? And if you think this is true, that it's soon going to be over, what proof do you have at the beginning? Because sometimes what we hear may be different than what we're supposed to be absorbing. So you may find out that you really don't have the proof that the right treatment is not available to you, because you suppress so much that you're not really hearing. If we do this, we caught it early. If we do this, it can. You start missing those things. And we do that in life when things happen, when something hits us, when something devastating hits us, and we start just focusing on that instead of dealing with what could be, what's the next step, how we can use this to help ourselves in the future, how we can use this to help others. Depression can really hurt your journey. So let's deal with it. Number one, you succumb to a place of delay. Have you ever seen somebody tasered? It's kind of a really dramatic thing. You watch them and somebody puts that taser in them, and they instantly become paralyzed and unable to move. And certain experiences in life can do the same thing. Often these experiences can have a terrible timing, because you're doing your best. You're on the right path. You're doing the right things. You've got your resources. Everything is going great, and then boom, something happens. That's why it's necessary to deal with them as soon as you can, because you don't want to get to the point where that paralysis lasts for years and opportunities continuously pass you by. Number two, you stop putting yourself out there. Now, if you're like me, you took some scary leaps, you know, and even though it doesn't look right on paper, and you're thinking, well, this is going on, I don't know if I can really do this, you take the leap anyway, like I've done. And because it didn't look right on paper, because of what I was dealing with speech and all these different kinds of things, but my passion suppressed that. Suppressed those thoughts and said, they don't matter. What I have to say is far more important than what I'm dealing with. So I'm putting myself out there. And some of you, like me, have done that. Your passion for it outweighed your fear. Then something happened, and fear comes back strong, and you retreat. Your retreat will cost you. And you work too hard to get where you are, the retreat is too high of a price to pay. Number three, you get comfortable in a place you don't like. Now, that sounds weird, right? How in the world are you going to get comfortable in a place you don't like? Here's an example. A recluse finds comfort in not being seen, even though they may be looking out their window at a life they really desire. Their comfort of being invisible to the world outweighs their potential to be happy living the life they want. You may find comfort in avoiding your feelings, because even though you desire to be free and begin living the life you really want, the work that takes to get there is uncomfortable, and you don't even try. Number four, you avoid too many things. Suppression will leave you avoiding certain people, places, things, and some of those things might have been a great part of your life that made you happy, but now you're starting to avoid them. Five, you fall into a false sense of hope that everything will get better on its own. I have bad news for you. Been there, done that, doesn't work. It doesn't get better until you deal with it. Sorry to tell you that, but it's true. Six, you see the way out is too difficult, you don't even try. A drug addict knows that in order to get clean, they have to go through some serious detox. and it's physically painful. It's a grueling process. And some of us choose to just keep, some of them, they just choose to keep using instead of really just going through that detox. That could, and they just say, oh, well, you know, I can't do that. So even though I may be facing a serious medical condition or even death, I'm going to keep using because that detox is too hard. 7, being afraid to offend. One of the best life lessons I've heard is from Dr. Phil, who said, you teach people how to treat you. It's interesting how some of us have more concern about offending others than defending ourselves against how they offended us. Suppressing your feelings can lead to headaches, and you can even get to the point where you have suppressed it so long that you blow up at the person, and it could be something that's completely, totally unrelated, but because you see that person, you can't take it anymore, you blow up at them. It's best to have a calm, rational conversation with them and just let them know how you feel. Now, if there's response, because it could be two ways, right? They could respond to you and say, you know what, get over it. And they don't see a big deal, because they don't see a big deal, it's not a big deal in their mind. At that point, you know they can care less about your feelings. It's probably going to be a pattern with them, so you need to make a decision about the relationship, whether or not you're going to keep it or you're going to free yourself from it. Steve Harvey once said, you get to be happy in the relationship as well. Relationships are not one-sided. You get to have what you want just as much as they get to have what they want. It needs to be both sides, not one. Now, on the other side, a thing that can happen if you actually stop avoiding it and actually talk to the person in a calm manner is that they can see something that they didn't see before. And they can realize, oh, I didn't realize I offended you. They won't do it again. And your relationship is mended. Give that person or persons a chance to either show you who they are, change what they're doing, or give yourself a chance to be free from a relationship you don't need to be in. Suppressing your feelings won't give you the opportunity to have either one of those things happen. 8, fear that things won't be the same. I got to tell you, that may not be a bad thing. You may fear that a relationship will end, but it needs to end anyway. You may fear that you have to make a move, but that move can end up being one of the best moves you ever made. On the other side of fears could change what on the I'm okay. Rewind, say that again. On the other side of the fears of change could be what you have been looking for or truly need in order to move forward on your journey. 9. Fear of the unknown. When you get in your car, you drive to work, you have unknowns. You have your unknowns if that car is going to start up. You have unknowns if you're going to get to work or something's going to happen on the way. You have a lot of unknowns. We go through unknowns every day. An unknown is going to happen a few minutes from now when you get up from listening to this podcast. We have unknowns every day. You still got to go to work. Still got to get out of that chair. You still got to get off that couch. You still got to do something else. You still got to earn money. You still got to get back in your car and return home at the end of the day. We live by unknowns all the time. The greatest and worst things come from the unknown. The worst things are not experiencing breakthroughs, not finding out how strong you are, or not finally realizing your biggest dreams. Excuse me. The best experience are experiencing great breakthroughs, understanding the strength that God gave you, and finally realizing your biggest dreams. The greatest and worst things come from the unknown, but the worst part is not realizing things and not realizing your purpose and your passions, which are connected to your purpose. So stop fearing the unknown so much and start embracing the great things that could happen when you step out. 10, the fear that failure may become your new trigger. A try is never a fail. A fail is not trying at all. Bottom line, nothing more to say on that. Caregivers. I'm going to have a show for caregivers, and I know as a caregiver ourselves, we are suppressors because we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to hurt the people that we're caring for. So I'm going to talk more about that during the caregiver show because we got to get, so caregivers got to get that release as well. But it's going to be a little different for caregivers, so I'm going to talk more about that during that show. Your avoidance will cause more dire consequences than dealing with the pain causing your suppression. Let's say that again. Your avoidance will cause more dire consequences than dealing with the pain causing your depression. Think about that. Think about the great losses that you'll experience living in a world of avoidance and suppression. Think about the loss of time, opportunities, growth, change, relationships that can be an asset to you, wealth, happiness, great health, and release. We need to release the chains of suppression, and the process has to begin today. Time marches on. It's not going to wait for us to figure things out and figure out when we're going to start. We got to move forward now. I know of what I speak, and I wish better for you. I wish better for myself. This is still the year of realization. We passed the halfway point, but there's still time to do what's necessary to keep going. And if you're like me, you've already done some things to advance your journey. So there's no need to get back on track. We've passed that now. We don't need to get back on track. You're already on track. Just because you have a little detour doesn't mean that you're not on track. That little detour actually, and I'm going to tell you this, actually can be a resource. Because don't we learn our greatest lessons when we're going through things? It's a resource, right? So it's really not even a detour. You're really still on track. It's just that you have a little pause, right? It's a pause. It's more like a pause. So we're still on track. We're still okay. We just have a pause, and we have to work. We have a process that we got to go through during that pause. So just stay on track. And during this little pause period, just do the work. I mean, if you had a major injury, let's just say you had a major injury and you hurt your leg and you were prescribed physical therapy. Physical therapy is a painful process, but it's necessary, right? Because you have to get released from that pain, and you have to be able to use that leg again and get back into life. And if you prescribe physical therapy, then the doctor already knows in advance that that's a possibility that you can use that leg again and get back into life. You just have to do the painful work that it takes to get there. And you may be thinking, this is going to take a long time. I don't feel like doing this. The process is too long. Actually, it's very short compared to the rest of your life of walking and using that leg the way you did before and getting back on the dance floor, right? Now I'm going to pause because I only have 6 minutes left in the show. I'm just going to do a quick check to make sure I don't have any emails. Okay, because you know I don't want to miss anything. All right. So your next question is this, right? So what happens next? Okay, so you've given me all this information. So what happens next? How do I start this process? I say begin with a prayer. Pray for your help. Pray to the one who created you. And just talk to him. A lot of people, I got to go through all these you know, things. I got to say all these things. No, he knows you. Just talk to him. You need direction. Not everybody's going to go through the experience of relief the same way, and not everybody's going to use the same method. So I always say, just like every other show I've ever presented to you, I always say that these are resources. What you need and what how you're going to do it is up to you. It's not, I'm not giving you full direction. I'm giving you resources. Because not everybody's going to go through the same methods in order to get to where they need to go. You need to find out what works best for you. And start with the one who created you. And then be still long enough to hear the answer. Once you have your confirmation, move forward. Don't spend a lot of time wondering what you have to do. You already have the confirmation. Move forward. Remember, our journeys are not only important for us. They're important to those who will benefit from what we do. They're part of our legacy, our life's purpose and passions that are directly tied to our purpose. Don't let those beneficiaries down, and don't let yourself down. You've done some great work and made some great progress. It's not time to stall or go backwards. You have to keep moving forward. Our time for realization has already begun. It's not going to begin 4 or 5 months from now. It's already in progress. The realization happened when you made progress, when you realized a small step. You know, a lot of times we think that realization happens when we get the money that we've been working for or start the business we've been trying to start. No, the realization is when you got one step closer, when you started something and you tried something that you never tried before. Those are realizations. Those are all the way through the journey, you're having realizations already. It's not something that's going to happen in the future. So know that now. We just have to keep moving forward in order to realize the ultimate passions. We're already on track. We just have to keep moving towards that ultimate. Don't allow suppression to rob you of that. Don't do it. And I tell you that the more time you spend trying to suppress things, the more time you will lose. I'm telling you, you're thinking that you just have all the time in the world, and you realize you really don't. You never know when things change in life. You never know when something will happen that will cause you to have to reevaluate some things. Just never know. So give yourself an opportunity. Give yourself an opportunity to do what you need to do to move forward. Don't lose momentum based on something that really that happens, that hurtful thing that happened. Don't lose momentum. Just deal with it. Don't suppress it. Deal with it. And then once you get your release, move forward. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. This is just a short show today. I just wanted to provide a little inspiration to those who are suppressing things, because I know, like I said, I'm not the only one, and I know that somebody needed to hear this today. And I hope you got something out of this. I hope you've been inspired by it. And caregivers, I'm coming for you. I'm pushing things back a little bit, but just bear with me as I go through my own process. It's coming soon. A lot of things are coming soon. And thank you for supporting the show. Support each other. And if you think somebody that you know is suppressing something, be there for them. Share this information with them. Share this show with them. And let them know that you're there for them. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and as always, I wish you great success on your journey into your passions. Take care. Have a great weekend.